This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1990. What should I call you? Names in American culture.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When you meet a friend's parents, should you call them by their first name or their last name? Today, find out how to approach this tricky name question in professional and casual situations in American culture. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Aubrey, how's everything going today?
Excellent. How are you, Lindsay?
Oh my gosh, I am in a super recording day. I've been recording for the last 3 hours. This is like episode 9 for me.
Yeah. You recorded with Michelle before me, right? So it is a red letter day. A lot of recording
I'm
for
in
you
the zone
today.
I'm in the zone today. It's good. So Aubrey, what do you call your parents? What would you say? Let's talk about communicating with our elders today.
So I call my parents mom and dad. It's interesting. I just was hanging out with a family who all of their children said father every time they wanted to. And it was so different for me because almost everyone I know would say dad, hey dad. But every time it was father, and it felt so formal to me, but it was just clearly what they're used to. It's interesting.
Yeah, I remember discovering that someone, kind of a friend, like a friend of a friend, who we ended up at her ski house one weekend, and her dad showed up and she called him father, and we were shocked. Mm. We were like, wow, that is old New England. Mm-hmm. And maybe old U.S. culture. For me, it also has a connotation of wealth, actually. Mm. I think.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think. Doesn't have to be true, but from where I've seen it, I've seen it among like very wealthy families saying that father.
Interesting. And that does ring true for the family that I was hanging out with. He's like a banker. Uh-huh. Yeah. They're traveling all the time. They lived in Singapore and now Hawaii. And they were fantastic people. Absolutely wonderful. That's true. It's interesting. That's something interesting to think about if there's a correlation there.
So I'm not saying there is, right? I'm saying there has to be, but check it out. I would encourage our listeners to check it out. See what do you observe? Like, what do these words say about the culture of the family? Fascinating.
Well, and here's another question. What do you call your friends' parents, especially when you first meet them? Like, I don't think I would be comfortable, especially when I was younger, using a first name right away. What about you?
Yeah, I always called them by their last name, like Mrs. Healy or Mrs. Selby. Mm-hmm. I think as you get older and you go to your friends' houses, it might become more acceptable for a high school kid, especially towards getting out of high school, to call the friend's parent by the first name. What do you think?
Like, I know this. So we're going to dive into this today because I think there are a lot of aspects at play, right? It depends on the people. It depends on the culture. So we're going to get into this today. It's going to be interesting. And we definitely want to know what this is like in your culture. So this is on YouTube. Come to the YouTube video and leave a comment. Let us know, you know, what do you call your parents, your friends' parents? What is this like like in your culture, we definitely want to know. We're answering a listener question today about what to call friends' parents in English. We'll give a general rule that we follow to make sure you're always respectful, but it's going to be interesting. We're going to talk about why it's so different depending on the family, the person, where they live.
Yeah. And today, now let me ask you a question before we get into this, Aubrey. Today, is this more from the perspective of if our listeners have children who are visiting friends' houses, talking to them, or is it for even our listeners as adults, if they meet their elderly parents?
Like, we're going to get into both for sure. Both. It will be more. Yeah. If you're traveling to the United States, what should your children do? And also, what should you do? I think it's good to know both. So yeah, let's cover both for sure.
Or you know, I know a lot of our listeners are living in the States, right? You guys are living here, and maybe all of your friends, your kids' friends are from the States. So, you know, this is where you could get some information on how to instruct your kid. Like, what are the cultural norms? This is going to be cool.
Absolutely.
But I do want to remind our listeners that we have an app. Sometimes we forget that we have an app.
I know.
We have an app. And Aubrey, you always select our vocabulary words. Tell us a little bit about the power list.
Yes, exactly. Right. List. So for every episode, I'm selecting less common vocabulary, high level vocabulary that you might not know the definition to. And then you get to click on it. If you're following along in the app, you can listen to the episode while you see the transcripts, which is so helpful. And then you choose this vocabulary. You can add it to your personal power vocabulary list so that it's super easy to access. You see the definition and an example sentence. So instead of having to spend all this time looking up in the dictionary or having, you know, it's so nice to have it organized so that you can refer to it later and then actually use it in your conversations.
Yeah, your vocabulary all in one place. So good to come back and it feels like home. You come back to Allers English. Oh, there's the list. These are the episodes, the words from yesterday, last week. And then you can eliminate them once you've mastered those words. So guys, go to allersenglish.com/app. All right. We do have an Android version and an iOS version. Tons of listeners are in there. Members, monthly members, getting that personal power list and getting those transcripts. Good stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Get that app today. You will not regret it.
All right. So this question then comes from Aya from Japan. And she left us a 5-star review, Aubrey, in Apple Podcasts. We love that.
Yes. Thank you, Aya. I know we love your reviews. We love your ratings. Thank you, guys. That helps others find us as well. And it just makes our day. So thank you.
It makes our day. And she says, I love your podcast. It's fun and helpful. I have a question. What do you call your friend's parents? When I was in Hawaii, a friend of mine told me that I should call her mom auntie blah blah, right? Auntie something. And her dad uncle something. I wonder if it's common in all places in the US. Great question, Aya.
So interesting. Such a great question. We are going to dive into this, give you guys lots of interesting cultural information today. But we do want to share about a couple of recent related episodes. This is so cultural. And we recently shared a really fun episode, 1947, about K-dramas, 3 ways to talk about K-dramas in English. And that it was so interesting to think about what are things like in other cultures. And when you watch K-dramas, when you watch foreign films, you learn so much about the culture. It would be interesting to compare, right? How in those TV shows, in those movies, are parents being referred to versus US culture versus your culture? So some of these episodes we do, there's so much to think about.
It's true. Think about how much you learned as a kid. What were some of your shows that you liked to watch as a kid, Aubrey? Do you remember like just one, for example?
I loved Jem and the Rockers when I was really young. Do you remember that one?
I remember there was a doll.
There was a TV show, and I would wake up really early because it was on at like 6 a.m. on Saturday mornings. So I had to wake up really early or I would miss it. If I slept till 7, I would be so sad that I missed Jem and the Rockers. It was like a cartoon about this rock band of girls.
That's pretty cool.
Really, really tough girls. I loved them.
Wow, that's cool. So we learn a lot about our own culture from what we watch. Right. So check that episode out. And then we also talked about, this is also a cultural episode, talking about names, right? How to address someone. And episode 1956 was the number. It's how to choose your English name. So go back into our archives, guys. Type these in the search bar, especially if you're in the app. You can search very quickly and find these episodes.
Yes. Yeah. So the first thing we're going to dive into is Hawaiian culture, because if you haven't visited Hawaii, you might not realize that the culture is different in Hawaii to the rest of the continental United States. And this is a big one. A family I know from Hawaii, they do call their friend's mom's auntie. Just like that, right? And it's so sweet. It's so endearing. I sort of wish that were more the case in the rest of the United States, but this is pretty specific to Hawaii, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I like that we're calling out Hawaiian culture as just being different, being mm-hmm. different from the rest of the U.S. Very important point, Aubrey. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, so if you travel to Hawaii, you're going to hear this. You're going to notice it. Now you guys are going to understand what that means. In Hawaiian, they do use auntie for an actual aunt. So like your mother's sister, they'll call her auntie, but also their friends, they're like mom's friends. They'll call them all auntie too. So don't get confused. They're not all their actual aunts or aunts. They just sort of call anyone that there is about their mom's age, auntie.
And they just say auntie and then the first name. Is that right?
Sometimes. Or, you know, when we were playing this game with the family and they were like, oh, you hit auntie with the ball. You know, it's like they use it as a substitute pronoun instead of like you hit her with the ball. You hit auntie with the ball. They didn't say auntie Nelson, right?
That's interesting. Okay. Yeah, you see that a little bit less, quite a bit less kind of within other parts of the U.S., mm-hmm. mainstream U.S. culture. So that's kind of a special subculture a little bit. Niche.
Exactly. Right. Cool. Interesting. So it's good to know. I sort of wish we had something like that in the United States because our option is, you know, Mrs. Nelson, which
sounds so formal, right?
Formal, right. So I kind of wish we need to adopt that, right? We need to adopt some Hawaiian culture into the rest of the country.
Right. Because let's say you're 12, it feels a little weird to use a first name because there still is that big age gap, right? The mother's 35 and the kids, it's not quite right a lot of times.
Exactly.
It's okay for some people, but not for everyone.
So I think as a general rule, right, let's first talk about sort of younger kids. When they're first meeting someone, the best way to always be respectful is like you said, Lindsay, like we would always say when we were younger, Mrs. or Mr. and their last name, Mrs. Jones, Mr. Jones. And then they might say, oh, call me Marie, call me mm-hmm. Bob, or call me Auntie, whatever they want you to call, right? If whatever you use is a little too formal, it's not going to be a problem. It's not offensive. Then they will let you know what they would want to be called.
Yeah. So if our listeners are listening, if you have kids in school, maybe give them this instruction. You know, this is what you could do. Always go a little more formal and then pull it back and become more casual if the parent says that's okay.
Yeah. Right? And it's so tricky for kids. I know sometimes I'll say, oh, you can call me Aubrey, and they'll still keep calling me Mrs. Carter. Or they'll just say Gigi's mom. They're like, Gigi's mom, may I have some water? Because they don't know what to say. They're worried about being disrespectful. It's so tricky.
Oh, that's cute.
What do you think about, so sometimes, you know, if someone's younger and you tell them, oh, call me, you know, Lindsay, and they mm-hmm. keep calling you Mrs. McMahon, do you feel like that's all? What do you think about that?
I don't know. I think it wouldn't really bother me, mm-hmm. right? Just because they're kids and they're just doing their best.
Right.
Right. But it might make me feel a little old.
Right. And then if they're older, right? If it's a young kid, we're very forgiving. But if they're older and they keep calling, even after you said, oh, call me Lindsay, and they keep calling you the missus, then it feels like there's this wall of professionalism, of formality.
Formality. That, like we should be wearing a business suit at home or something.
Right. Yeah. Like if I say, call me Aubrey, please call me Aubrey. Because then then it's a little awkward.
Right. So always listen, always listen to what people want. You know, and don't be afraid to tell people how they should call you, right?
Yes.
What they should say.
Yeah. Yes. So let's go into for adults because, you know, if you live in the United States or if you're traveling in the United States and you're at a conference, mm-hmm. often sort of it's made easy because when you're introduced to someone, however you're introduced, that's what you can call them, right? If it's, mm-hmm. this is Mr. Smith, then hello, Mr. Smith, nice to meet you. If it's like, this is John, you'd be like, hi, John, nice to meet you, right? Then you don't have to worry about if they're introduced by a certain name. But what about, Lindsay, if you know their name but haven't been introduced, when you go to greet them, what would you say?
Oh, if I know their name, but I haven't met them yet. formally introduce? Good question. Like, for example, maybe like they have a name tag,
or maybe
something.
They were a keynote speaker. You happen to know their first and last name.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it depends on the industry. If we're thinking about a conference, I just came back from the podcast conference. It's still a very small industry and a casual, young, hip, techie industry. I would go with the first name.
I think so too. I think it really depends on the situation, right? Mm-hmm. The industry, the age of the person, because I feel like anyone who's maybe 50, 60 and above, I still would potentially say, you know, oh, Mr. Smith, so nice to meet you, if they're older. Right. Because I do feel like this is changing as with modern times, with more modern industries, we're more likely to use the first name. But with someone like my dad's age, I think he would
still expect to
be called, you know, Mr. Jones.
Sure. Or if you meet someone's grandparent, you would definitely, like if you go visit a nursing home with someone's grandparent, you would definitely be referring to everyone with their last name until they say, oh no, call me Jane or something.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think a good takeaway is to err on the side of being overly respectful until they clarify, right?
Yeah.
So you, like you were saying, depending on the industry, if it's and if you're about the same age, absolutely you can use the first name, but it wouldn't be wrong. It wouldn't be offensive to say Mr. and use their last name, and then they absolutely can say, "Oh, call me John." No big deal, right?
Sure. Sure. You can never go wrong by being too polite. It's the key is, do you listen to when they correct you, and do you mirror that? Do you do it correctly after that, right?
Right, exactly. Or do you feel like that's too informal? Do you still feel like, ooh, I should still use their Mr. and their last name? But I feel like my personality, if anyone ever says, oh, call me Larry, even if they're 80 years old, I'm absolutely going to call them Larry. Because I want to be more on a friendship level with anyone I'm talking to, right? What about a job interview? What do you think, Lindsay? One of the most formal scenarios I can think of. You meet them, you say, hello, Mr. McIntyre. Thank you for taking the time. And he says, call me Larry.
I would probably still revert back to the Mr. McIntyre, to be honest. I might not say the name that many more times. I might say it like one or two more times. So if we use the name too many times, it's weird in a short period of time. If it's just
an interview. That's such a good point, right? And that is something that's an error a lot of people make that you guys want to avoid, right? They might say, oh, call me Larry. You're probably not going to need to, whatever you're saying, oh, and then Larry, I did this, and that, right? You just aren't going to need
very
to
creepy.
Say it.
Creepy. Yeah, it can feel weird. I would probably finish off the interview. Thank you, Mr. McIntyre, again for the interview. It's been great meeting you. Something like that, to be honest.
And then they might go to Larry. Say that old trope that's like, oh, Mr. McIntyre was my dad. Call me Larry.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I have definitely heard that. But yeah, so I agree, especially for an interview, you're really trying to stay professional, respectful. So I think that is one situation where I would also continue with the very respectful titles.
Yes.
And then maybe the second time you meet them, it would be different.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, Aubrey, should we go into a role play for today? What do you think?
Yeah, let's do a little role play. So I'm playing the part of Anne, because we need to be people who don't know each other. I'm meeting my friend's mother, Lindsay. You're a little bit older than me in this role play. Your name's Sharon. We're meeting for the first time.
All right. Very good. Very good.
All right. I'll start us out. Mm-hmm. Hello, Mrs. Fredrickson. It's so nice to finally meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you. You can call me Sharon.
Oh, thank you for inviting me to dinner, Sharon. I brought this bottle of wine.
Oh, that's so thoughtful of you.
It's funny. As I said that, thank you for inviting me to dinner, Sharon. I'm trying to think, what would I say her name right away like that to reinforce, like she's asked me to call her first name. So I'm going to do it right now to show like, oh, we have this sort of bond now, right? We've broken down that wall, because there is also, we don't need to say it right away. She knows her name is Sharon.
I think it shows confidence. I don't think it sounds awkward. I see what you mean. Like, she knows her name is, but I think it kind of sounds like, yeah, I've heard you. I respect what you asked for. And now I'm just putting it back into context of my response.
Yeah, you know? I feel like too, because there is something for when someone says, go ahead and call me by my first name, there is this sort of acknowledgement of that if you then are able to say it right away. And yeah, it does sort of tear down that wall of formality, which is good.
It does. It shows that you have the confidence to go and just actually take action on that and do it. Because it's kind of safer to stick with the more distance building way of referring to someone by their last name, isn't it? It's kind of safer in a way.
Yes, exactly. This is such an interesting conversation. I know this is different in the United States culture than it is in other countries and other cultures. And even within the United States, right? It's different in the South. It's different in New England. It's so I think one really important takeaway is that you're going to want to read the room, as we say. Wherever you are, whoever you're with, listen to what they call each other. You can start with the more formal of, you know, Mr. Anderson, sure. Mrs. Anderson, Jesus. And then give them the chance to tell you what to call them. But I think especially like with Hawaii, with places that do have sort of their own cultural norms, you can learn a lot just by observing and listening to other people's conversations.
Yeah, it's so key. I love the Hawaii example because it is a very different culture. And it's so important to know we have different cultures. You're right. New England is so different from the South, is so different from the Mountain West, is different from Hawaii or the Midwest. So think about that. I mean, be a good listener, right? Be a good listener. Respond, you know, listen to what they want, what they ask for, and actually have the confidence to follow up and do it correctly as they ask. That's a really important key.
Absolutely, right. Knowing and anticipating these cultural differences is such a vital key to connection, right? You don't want to sort of build up this wall or break the connection before it's even had a chance to start. So the way you greet someone, what you call them is important. This is definitely important to think about and notice wherever you're traveling or wherever you live.
Yeah, I think in another episode, Aubrey, we could get into, you know, how do you know whether if you don't necessarily, you know their last name, but you don't know if it's a miss or a Mrs., right? How do you know where to start there? All of that stuff around. There's also Ms., which I don't know if that even exists anymore or if that was just in the 80s.
That's a good point, right? I feel like this is all really evolving and a lot of you might be confused out there. So let's definitely do an episode on that soon, Lindsay. That would be fun.
That would be cool. It'll be an interesting one to plan for sure. All right, good stuff. Thanks, Aubrey. I'll talk to you soon. Have
awesome.
A good one.
See you next time.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.